בחינות הבגרות באנגלית לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון א', מודיול A. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי ההשמעות האלה. Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be broadcast twice. And now, the first broadcast. ועתה ההשמעה הראשונה. Hello, listeners. I'm Robert Brown with our program Nature News. Today, I invited Dr. Jenny Collins. She's going to tell us what she learned from her project of planting gardens in schools. Hello, Dr. Collins.
Hello, Robert.
Why did you decide to do this project?
We all know that having plants like trees and flowers around us has a lot of advantages. However, people usually spend most of their time inside buildings. For example, they work in an office or study in school. They don't go to the park very often. My team and I decided to do our project in schools. We wanted to see if having a lot of trees and flowers around the school would have a positive effect on the young pupils.
Please tell us what you did.
We chose to do the project in three big schools in the city. In these schools, there were no plants in the playground where the children play when they go outside. So first we planted trees and flowers around the playgrounds. This way, when the children went outside, the trees and flowers were all around them. Then we asked the teachers to watch the children for 3 months. We also asked them to tell us about any changes they saw in the children's behavior.
And what did the teachers see?
After 3 months, the teachers reported to us that most of the children listened more during class and that they did better on tests. The teachers also said there were changes in the children's behavior. The children seemed happier and they did not fight so much.
Did you speak to the children too?
Yes, we went back to the schools and asked the children how they felt about the gardens. They all said that they like them very much. So we asked them if they want to plant vegetables in the schoolyard and take care of them with our help. We were surprised to see how many of them said yes.
And did they really plant vegetables?
Yes, they did. They planted different kinds of vegetables and learned how to take care of the garden. And we were very happy to see that working in the garden had a positive effect on the children. For example, they learned that it really helps to work in teams. They also saw how much fun it is to work with their hands. But what is most important is that they are very proud of what they are doing.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you for speaking to us today, Dr. Collins. And to you, listeners, goodbye.
זו הייתה השמעה הראשונה. נשמיע את הכמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה ההשמעה השנייה.
Hello, listeners. I'm Robert Brown with our program Nature News. Today, I invited Dr. Jenny Collins.
She's going to tell us what she learned from her project of planting gardens in schools. Hello, Dr. Collins.
Hello, Robert.
Why did you decide to do this project?
We all know that having plants like trees and flowers around us has a lot of advantages. However, people usually spend most of their time inside buildings. For example, they work in an office or study in school. They don't go to the park very often. My team and I decided to do our project in schools. We wanted to see if having a lot of trees and flowers around the school would have a positive effect on the young pupils.
Please tell us what you did.
We chose to do the project in three big schools in the city. In these schools, there were no plants in the playground where the children play when they go outside. So first we planted trees and flowers around the playgrounds. This way, when the children went outside, the trees and flowers were all around them. Then we asked the teachers to watch the children for 3 months. We also asked them to tell us about any changes they saw in the children's behavior.
And what did the teachers see?
After 3 months, the teachers reported to us that most of the children listened more during class and that they did better on tests. The teachers also said there were changes in the children's behavior. The children seemed happier and they did not fight so much.
Did you speak to the children too?
Yes. We went back to the schools and asked the children how they felt about the gardens. They all said that they like them very much. So we asked them if they want to plant vegetables in the schoolyard and take care of them with our help. We were surprised to see how many of them said yes.
And did they really plant vegetables?
Yes, they did. They planted different kinds of vegetables and learned how to take care of the garden. And we were very happy to see that working in the garden had a positive effect on the children. For example, they learned that it really helps to work in teams. They also saw how much fun it is to work with their hands. But what is most important is that they are very proud of what they are doing.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you for speaking to us today, Dr. Collins. And to you, listeners, goodbye.
זו הייתה ההשמעה השנייה. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.